Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 24th. Wyville officials are scrambling to figure out how to replace more than $5 million in federal flood mitigation funding. The BRICS grant was pulled as part of the recent massive reconciliation bill passed by the House and Senate and signed by President Trump. We have much more on this on our website. The funding was primarily intended to improve drainage on Molly's Branch on the west side of town. A bond was raised Tuesday for the Clarendon woman accused of abusing her infant son. Caitlin Henson, age 21, is now being held under $40,000 secured bond on a charge of felony negligent child abuse. We have much more on this story on our website. Detectives jailed a Chavern man after watching him make a drug deal in a Chavern parking lot. Rameek Freeman, age 18, was charged with possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver crack cocaine. He was out on bond on unrelated charges at the time. You can see the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The legislature reconvenes Tuesday to vote on overturning 14 vetoes by Governor Josh Stein. The vetoed bills ran the gamut from constitutional carry to eliminating DEI funding in state government and public schools, as well as codifying that there are only two biological sexes. The 14 bills are evenly split among both houses. They're considered to be an indicator in how the 2026 elections might line up. Speaking of the 2026 elections, as expected, former Governor Roy Cooper is reportedly planning to announce his bid for the Democrat nomination for U.S. Senate in the next few days. Cooper has been considered a front-runner for the Democrat nomination for several years. Fair Bluff Watermelon Festival is this weekend. Look for a full schedule on our webpage for all the fun going on in the river town. There's some good news from Williams Township. The state fire marshal announced on Tuesday that Williams now has a Class 4 rating. The VFD already had the best insurance rating possible in the county. This week's new certification applies to the entire 5-mile district. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences at Wyville will be showing Mufasa the Lion King on Friday for Movies on Madison. The lawn will open at 7:30 p.m. for folks to learn about amazing animals who prowl at night. And the movie will be shown at 8 p.m. It's a family-friendly event, so there's no pets, no coolers, no alcohol, and no smoking permitted. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The museum is located at 415 South Madison Street in Wyville. Any students at Wyville High School who are interested in raising and showing a pig for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair should call FFA advisor Ashley Fowler. Her number is 910-499-3552. The program is open to all Wyville High School students, whether or not they're in the FFA. Pig pickup will be on July 31st, and all pigs must be reserved in advance. The City of Wyville is encouraging residents and business owners to sign up for the Alert Wyville system. Floods, storms, water outages, and other real-time emergencies are delivered straight to your telephone or email. To sign up for the free service, go to the city's website and click on the Community tab. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.